Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-461-3151. That's 1-800-461-3151. Again, 1-800-461-3151.
I'm Dave Graveline into tomorrow, bringing you the 2018 edition of CES, our 23rd year on the air from here, and happy to chat with so many people bringing some cool products, especially from the e-health department. Did you know your phone is dirtier than your toilet seat? Well, Whoosh is a new phone cleaning wipe, also introduced here in Vegas this week.
This portion of the special brought to you by the Cutie Home Companion Interactive Robot for Seniors. Visit cutii.io. By IFA 2018, the most important trade event of the year for technical consumer goods. See product premieres first at IFA in Berlin. Visit ifa-berlin.com. By GameSir, producer of the G5 mobile gaming controller. Check it out at gamesir.hk. And by Carrier, bringing energy-efficient, quiet, consistent comfort to millions of people at home. Check out carrier.com.
Our next guest claims to take the folding work out of doing laundry. Boy, that sounds like not only a bachelor's dream, but a housewife's dream or a house spouse's dream, whatever the case. He is the CEO and founder of Foldimate, Gal Razov. Gal, welcome into tomorrow. How are you, sir?
Very well. Thank you, Dave.
Glad to have you with us. So, first of all, tell me about the company, and then we'll get into the device itself and availability and that sort of thing. But Foldimate as a company, how did you create it? What was the impetus, if you will?
So we're a startup. We've been working on this very challenging endeavor for a few years already. I've tried to do it on the commercial aspect, but then a few years ago, a year and a half, I decided to pursue my original vision, which is having a Foldimate in my home. So not even I will do the folding, my kids will help out with the laundry.
So you mentioned you tried to do commercially, specifically only, initially, right?
Yeah, I believe that would be that was the right way to go. But today we got interest both from customers like you and me and from laundromat owners and commercial applications. So we will do that, but we're starting from our homes because, you know, Dave, laundry folding is tedious. You have to do it, and especially when you have kids, it's a lot of work.
So you actually introduced this, was it last year or a couple of years ago here at CES?
Last year was the first time we came here. We came here with a design concept. We showed it here. We got a lot of positive response, but we were not quite happy with the folding experience. So we decided to take an extra year, improve the technology, make it simpler and faster. And this year, we believe we got it right. We have the improved technology already on our website and here in CES for the first time. We're showing an early prototype in action, working real time, untouched. And we have a design concept model that gives you the entire user experience. And later, maybe you could try it for yourself.
So does it actually fold now? Fold close, actually?
Yes, of course. We have an early prototype in our R&D labs, and it actually folds. We need to finalize the development. It will take us this year. And by the end of next year, if everything goes well, first units will go to our homes in America first.
Well, that's good. Thank you for that on behalf of America. What are we talking cost-wise for this device, though? It's not inexpensive, is it?
You're right, Dave. I mean, this is a robotic appliance. It's the first of its kind. And, you know, usually it gets very steep in the cost. But my original vision was to get to our homes in an affordable cost. It should be simple so my kids can use it, but I also want you to afford it. I know it's not the cheapest thing ever, but $980 we believe is a fair price to start at, and it's still very challenging for us to get to that price point.
I can imagine too, with all that's going into it, and when you have a chance, you want to swing by intotomorrow.com. We're going to show you this machine, which is kind of about the size of a washer and dryer that you have at home anyway.
Correct, like a large washer or dryer, but if you would like to imagine it, we more envision it like a small closet or a small furniture that can sit not only in your laundry room, but also in your bedroom or your closet. And that was one of the improvements that we made between last year's model and this year's model.
And you do anticipate that it will come out and be available.
Correct. Not only that, we announced a few weeks ago that we're looking into partnering with the world's second largest appliance manufacturer, Bosch Siemens Home Appliances. So we're really hoping that that will come up and help us bring it to your home sooner. Even though we're not sure it will happen, we know that there is high interest from all the manufacturers right now in the world looking to partner with us and bring it to your home.
So it is taking like 3 years to make it happen, but you want to do it right, obviously.
Yes, I mean, we could have done it by the end of this year if we wouldn't have taken the extra year to develop to improve the technology. But we weren't happy with the folding experience, and we said, this is the first of its kind. We want you to be satisfied and happy with the results. We're doing a lot of user experience tests, receiving a lot of feedback from consumers and customers like myself and yourself. And thanks to them, we're making something that will be, for the beginning, something that you would love to have in your home.
And is some of that feedback from potential clients saying that they're okay with $1,000 for this device?
So this year we're unveiling the actual improved model, and of course the price point had to go upper. It's a bigger device, more sophisticated technology. Right now, from a few days being here in CES, I can tell you that the response is very, very positive. You know, you can't win it all, but yes, it looks like it's a good price point for those who don't like folding or those who want their kids to help them do the laundry folding.
And I'm as I walk through your exhibit here, I've heard people say things like, this could be my washer and dryer's best friend, or this will save our marriage, or any number of things. So I'm sure that the folks are anxious, but like anything else with technology, you're going to pay as an early adopter. So as you roll this out and it becomes more available and you start manufacturing a lot more of them, obviously making it smaller, I'm sure, would be next around the corner and just as efficient. And hopefully dropping the price dramatically where others will say, now I can afford one.
So let's address it in two ways. First, from the price point perspective, today in our website, we launched a new website which shows you what is it all about and how it looks like. We're also allowing early deposits. Early deposits for those who are interested to secure their spot in the first shipments, and more than to receive a 10% discount from us, rewarding them for their patience.
Sure, you can save $100 right there.
Why not? Why not? And more importantly, there will be limited availability, so securing your spot is great. We had more than 200,000 people who secured their spot before CES 2019, and as we speak, they received an invite from us, so they can get the deposit first before everyone else. But still, because it's limited availability and because we need to plan manufacturing very well, this is the best way to, you know, get your hands around it.
Nice. Well, be sure and check out the video we have for you from their exhibit at intotomorrow.com. Meantime, you want to visit their site at foldimate.com. It's FOLDIMATE, foldimate.com. Gal, thank you for spending a few minutes with us. Continued good luck. We're going to follow your hopeful progress and see if we can't talk more about it in a year from now.
I'm sure you will, and let's go to the Foldimate and fold with you.
Excellent. Come check it out at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue bringing you more from CES, the 2018 edition, here on Into Tomorrow, the Advanced Media Network.